best version, a space created to accompany you in your personal, emotional, and social growth. This project is part of the Erasmus Plus program and is supported by the European Commission. Our goal is to offer useful tools to enhance key skills in young people, especially those in vulnerable situations or at risk of social exclusion. Today, we are going to talk about a fundamental topic in everyone's life, self-esteem. Throughout this episode, we'll explore what self-esteem is, how it influences our daily lives, especially during adolescence, and what we can do to strengthen it. Self-esteem is the perception we have of ourselves, the way we value who we are, what we do, and how we feel about our abilities. This perception is formed from childhood and develops over time, influenced by our experiences, relationships, and the environment we live in. When a person has healthy self-esteem, they feel valuable, capable, and worthy of love and respect, which positively impacts all areas of their life. During adolescence, this personal evaluation becomes especially important. It is a time of many changes. The body changes, emotions become more intense, and the social environment starts to carry significant weight. Teenagers are looking for their identity, their place in the world, and it's normal for them to question themselves. At this stage, solid self-esteem can make the difference between making healthy decisions or giving in to peer pressure, between feeling accepted or rejected, between moving forward with confide. When a young person has good self-esteem, they feel confident expressing their opinions, respect themselves and others, and dare to face new challenges. They can recognize their mistakes without falling apart, learn from them, and move forward with resilience. It is also easier for them to establish healthy and balanced relationships because they do not depend solely on external approval to feel good. On the other hand, low self-esteem can become a huge barrier. It can create insecurity, fear of rejection, difficulty in social relationships or decision-making. A young person with low self-esteem might avoid participating in activities for fear of making mistakes or being judged. Over time, this can lead to isolation, emotional dependency, and even a higher risk of social exclusion. That is why it is so important to actively work on the development of self-esteem, both individually and collectively. There are many ways to strengthen it, and they all start by offering safe and accepting environments where each person feels they belong, are heard, valued, and respected. Some practical strategies include creating spaces where young people can express themselves freely and without judgment, whether through art, writing, sports, or any other creative activity, encouraging recognition of achievements, even the smallest ones, to reinforce a positive self-image, helping them set realistic goals that they can achieve step by step, increasing their confidence in their own abilities, promoting teamwork and collaboration so they see that their contributions are important and that each person adds value to the group, introducing emotional education from an early age, allowing them to better understand themselves, manage their emotions, and practice self-compassion. Volunteering projects, sports activities, and group dynamics are also very effective tools for strengthening self-esteem. Through these experiences, young people feel useful, find purpose, and experience the power of being part of something greater than themselves. In summary, self-esteem is much more than a psychological concept. It is the foundation upon which identity, security, and our ability to relate to the world are built. By strengthening self-esteem, we not only help each young person to develop fully, but we also contribute to a more inclusive, empathetic, and resilient society. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining us on your best version. Remember, you have great potential, and working on your self-esteem is a fundamental step to becoming the best version of yourself. If you want to learn more or take part in our workshops and activities, follow us on our Facebook page or visit our website, www.yourbestversion.com. See you next time.